Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Conservative movement and the Republican Party back to a totally conclusive victory, and we've had tremendous victories. Don't ever forget it. With your help, we will take back the House, we will win the Senate, and then a Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House, and I wonder who that will be.
He spoke for an hour and 33 minutes. The former President Trump was the star of the show on Sunday at CPAC. It's where all the conservatives go and meet every year. It's a very, very big deal and a lot of support at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando. The first public appearance for President Trump since he left the White House. And he went through a list of grievances, and he kind of had a little, I call it the mini hit list that he pulled out, including the Republican Party. Hey, America, and those listening elsewhere, how are you? Hope you had a great weekend. This was a weekend in Orlando like no other for the people that got in the door because of the fact that nobody has heard from the former president. One of the things that Trump talked about was the rhinos. He said the rhinos that we're surrounded with will destroy the Republican Party and the American worker and will destroy our country itself. Republicans in name only, he said, adding, which is, of course, what rhino is, adding that he would be actively working to elect strong, tough, and smart Republican leaders. He singled out Liz Cheney, the third-ranking House Republican, and Senator Mitch McConnell, the minority leader. He called Cheney a warmonger and said her poll numbers have dropped faster than any human being he'd ever seen. Then he said he had helped revive McConnell's campaign late last year in Kentucky. Remember, Cheney and McConnell have criticized Trump over his role in inciting the Capitol riot on September 6th. Cheney has repeatedly said that the GOP should cut ties with the former president. McConnell took some big swings at Trump, too, and then he backed off last week, Mitch is famous for that, and said he would vote for him in 2024. So, it was an interesting moment, and it's, I think, going to lead to, because of, again, the crowd, all the choices that they could make in a straw poll for who should be president and who should be there for the Republicans in 2024. And, of course, Donald Trump came out on top. 55% came out. 55%. Some of the other areas that the president talked about was, you know, so we talked about the Republican dilemma and saying that the Republicans are find themselves in this dilemma. And he also talked about Biden and the Democratic-controlled Congress and talked about the bad ideas that destroy jobs, strip away our liberties, and the natural pendulum to politics, which is what Ted Cruz said, right? Because he also talked about bad ideas, and he talked about the pendulum and the pendulum of politics and where it swings. Trump made a specific pitch for people to donate to two committees associated with him, and that, of course, would, I think, beef up the Republican National Committee's war chest, and that was the last 4 years. I mean, it was huge, the money that he can raise. And I think that's what's going to happen again. A lot of money will be raised. So one of the things that didn't happen, while hinting about 2024, while talking about the Republicans and going after a few of them and finding the identity, while attacking some of Biden's policies, while saying that the election process needs to be fixed and talking about the woes of the last election, the one thing he didn't say is that he was going to create a breakaway right-wing party. He said, we're not starting new parties. Because that was one of the things that was something that was being talked about, and it was being talked about. So that is not happening. I think for Republicans, they have to be thrilled about that because that doesn't split anything. There's no Patriot Party or name it what you want to name it. There's no other party that's there. So at least for now, for the Republicans, that keeps them in this same game. But I think watching what happens with this, with the money that's raised is going to be critical. What's going to happen with the money and who is going to get Donald Trump's support, right? He even said the Supreme Court, at one point he said the Supreme Court didn't have the guts or the courage to do anything about it. And he said a body that includes three of his appointees, and then people started screaming, you won, you won, you won, when he was talking about the election, where he went into the whole idea of the election, and he mocked Joe Biden for stumbling during a CNN town hall event and attacked him over comments the president made about the limited number of vaccines available when he took office. So 133, and we'll see what happens. 2024, it is an interesting path to it, isn't it? And looking at the people who participated in the straw poll, and then looking at, again, the thing that you have to do to win an election in this country is you have to raise money. If you can't raise money, you can't run. You've got to have a lot of money to and a lot of backing to run for president. That was one of the unique things about Donald Trump, because he already had a war chest, he already had backing, and he already had a lot of free media because of his name, which was so different from so many of the others that tried to challenge him on the Republican side, again, back in 2016. If we're having a conversation about what has been the biggest buzz in our lives, we know it's COVID, right? And people get tired of COVID, 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 but it is the thing that is keeping you from going wide and doing what you normally would have been able to do and participate in, let's face it, over a year ago, right? So, or a year ago. A year ago, the world essentially, for most of us, was still open, so to speak. And you were not masked up and you were not worried about this virus that you were hearing about and then hearing more and more deep, dark things. Since that time, 513,000 people have died in the United States from COVID-19. Worldwide, 2.53 million out of a worldwide total 114 million cases. Those are numbers. Coming up next, we got more of them. We can count.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company. company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, we got a ton of them. Andrew Cuomo in some hot water. He apologizes amid a harassment claim. He's got a second one coming up. He says he was being playful but never intended to offend or cause harm. So he apologized on Sunday for those comments that have made female aides feel uncomfortable after these accusations have bubbled up. He said he intended for them not to be insensitive or flirtations. He said, questions have been raised about some of my past interactions with people in the office. It was a 280, there's your number, word statement that was read. I never intended to offend anyone or cause any harm. I spent most of my life at work, and colleagues are often personal friends. Oh, boy. That is that murky water that you sometimes wade in when you're a politician, right? Well, here's the thing. If you think of Cuomo now, especially really under fire, on Saturday, 25-year-old former aide, Charlotte Bennett told the New York Times she was repeatedly made to feel uncomfortable last year by Cuomo, who she said asked if age makes a difference in a relationship and asked probing details about her personal life. Oh, that's such a no-no. Cuomo's 63. He said he never inappropriately touched anyone or propositioned anyone, and he never wanted to them, again, repeated, make them feel uncomfortable. So wonder where all of this goes. And this is on the heels of, you know, he was under pressure to leave office from some lawmakers after he admitted his office didn't fully detail the number of COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes, undercounting them by 50%. So you have that, and then you have this. It is a cauldron of trouble for Cuomo. Mm. Here's an all-around good guy. Sad to hear of his passing, but a life well lived. Brushed against him two or three times in my career, and he's just lovely, lovely person. Irv Cross, at the age of 81, is dead. He's a former player for the Eagles and the Rams, and of course he was a broadcaster. He was on the NFL Today on CBS, and you know, you think of the people that were there when he was there: Brent Musburger, Jack Whitaker, Phyllis George, Jimmy the Greek, Jane Kennedy. All those people would have been in the same orbit as he was. And he, as Musburger said, was a constant gentleman, and he really set the standards. As a player, he was a defensive back. He played 9 seasons in the NFL after being a 7-round draft pick out of Northwestern in 61. 6 of the seasons were with the Eagles, 3 of the seasons with the Rams. He was a 2-time Pro Bowl selection and had 22 interceptions during his career, and he had the distinction of being the first black person to work full-time as a sports analyst on national television. He was on the NFL Today for 14 seasons. So he's survived by his wife, Liz, 4 children, and then he's got grandchildren as well, and nieces and nephews and all that kind of stuff. And Irv Cross, 81. Again, just an incredible human being who touched a lot of people's lives. We veer into a different direction, the entertainment direction. How about Nomadland? And it was a book that was adapted for the screen, and it took a lot of awards. It won Best Drama and Director. Borat, the sequel, got Best Comedy, Top Actor in a Comedy or Musical, Sacha Baron Cohen. We have Audra Day. There was the United States versus Billie Holiday. She won in that category. She was named Best Actress. Chadwick Boseman, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, he got the high honors there. His wife did an emotional speech. A new Netflix entry that some people may have seen called I Care a Lot, Rosamund Pike, won Best Actress in a Comedy or Musical. Jodie Foster, the Mauritanian, I think that's how you say it, had a big upset win for Best Supporting Actress, so that was big. And there were a slew of others, too, that won. The Crown had 4 Globes, including Best Drama. The Queen's Gambit won for Limited Series and Emmy. Darling Schitt's Creek won Best Comedy. Oh, that is such a funny, funny show. But Nomadland snagged the biggest prize of the night, Best Drama. And there was a woman director and writer, and Chloe Zhao, and she accepted the Globe for that. And it was all done virtually. Do you recognize any of what I just said? Did you watch any of those shows? People are either just completely looking for something to watch, and they are streaming, or they're not doing any of that stuff, and they're finding other things to do. But you seem to fall into one category or the other, right? Because you've had this extra time on your hands. I don't know, maybe you're doing do-it-yourself work around the house or something, and now all of a sudden your house that needed some sprucing looks like a palace. You finally built that huge barbecue in the back with a bar and everything else that you could possibly want. Maybe you worked on the man cave, or maybe you did something else, like put granite in the kitchens. I know a lot of people have done that. A lot of people have done that, where they've just gone full on in the house repairs and sprucing up because they never had time to do it before. And now they have time and the inclination and ways to cut corners and figure out how to do it and make it work. All right, other numbers. It's like I always say, look around. Somebody said to me, "Why do you do the numbers thing?" It's intriguing, and the reason you do the numbers thing is because so much of the world is based on numbers. But look around and see the numbers that you maybe hadn't seen before, and how it relates to you. So how does this relate to you? It relates to you in many ways. It's the stimulus. Almost 2 million in a stimulus. I've talked about it before. Passes the House with 1.9 officially. And there were things in the stimulus that the Republicans struggle with, and they didn't pass it along Republican lines. Certainly it was party lines in the House. Now it goes to the Senate. What happens in the Senate, I think, is something completely different, but the numbers are there, so it probably passes. But I don't know that you can reconcile some of the things that are there, and that's part of the problem. So Senator Bernie Sanders, chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, recently told the White House he's ready to use the budget maneuver known as the reconciliation to pass a broad economic recovery package with only Democratic votes. And, of course, the Republicans didn't like that. They've already closed ranks against the Democrats' COVID-19 relief bill. So where does that go? West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito said, the top Democrat on the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, said there's bipartisan support for ambitious steps on infrastructure. That makes sense. But that should not extend to a multi-trillion dollar package that is stocked full of other ideological-driven, one-size-fits-all policies that tie the hands of our states and our communities. So he's helping to craft a bipartisan legislation on the Senate side. And the hope was that this would all be wrapped up in the next week or two of March, and so that the stimulus and the other parts of it would go through. We'll see what happens with that and where that ends up. One of the things that's been discussed is Pete DeFazio, the chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, says he thinks a comprehensive House package that will go beyond roads, bridges, and public transit works. So money for water systems, broadband, power grid, all that weak infrastructure that was laid bare after it was apparent the blackouts in Texas of what happened there. So he's not talking size yet, the Democrat from Oregon. He says it'll be up to the Biden administration and the White House Ways and Means Committee to figure out how to pay for it. Because, you know, there's all of these conversations about electric cars. All right, we're headed to the man cave next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump made his first speech since leaving office Sunday, addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida. During the speech, Trump criticized President Biden's efforts to undo many of his policies, including the decision to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline.
And in one of his first official acts, which was incredible because, again, he talked about energy. He never said he was going to do this. He canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, destroying not the 8,000 or the 9,000 or the 11,000 jobs that you hear, but 42,000 great-paying jobs on just about day one, right? He never talked about that during a debate because he wouldn't have gotten away with it.
This is USA Radio News. With Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID vaccine receiving an emergency use authorization from the FDA Saturday, three vaccines against the virus are now available. On Sunday, the CDC added its approval, voting to recommend the shot for those 18 years of age and older. With its approval, Dr. Anthony Fauci is urging Americans to take whatever vaccine is available to them. The head of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's imperative that as many people get vaccinated as possible, no matter the company that produced their shot.
All three of them are really quite good, and people should take the one that's most available to them. If you go to a place and you have J&J, and that's the one that's available now, I would take it. I personally would do the same thing. I think people need to get vaccinated as quickly and as expeditiously as possible. And if I would go to a place where they had J&J, I would have no hesitancy whatsoever to take it.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Time to
invade the man cave.
Here we are in the man cave, a.k.a. Whoa, man cave, because I'm in it with all of you guys. All right, so I think one of the interesting stories to talk about, and I would love all of your opinions on this, what do you think about another football league? You know, there's one that's popping up. Former NFL wide receiver Josh Gordon is going to return in the starting lineup of what is a fan-controlled football league, the FC Zappers. And Gordon's going to join former NFL quarterback Johnny Manziel, who was, of course, Gordon's teammate with the Cleveland Browns when they were both on the team's roster at the time. So the league began play this month. Did you hear about it? It's, come on, 7-on-7 games. Fans set the rosters, call the plays, and interact in what is kind of a blend, a hybrid. Everything's a hybrid these days. A blend of traditional and e-sports. In a way, it could be brilliant. I don't know if it'll work or not. Again, you have players from different backgrounds, right? From the FBS and from the FCS college levels, along with the CFL, you know, Canada, the XFL, the Indoor Football League. And so Manziel is in that mix. And the FCF teams play a six-week schedule. They have games live streamed on Twitch, so you can check it out there, from a league-leased facility in Atlanta. Now, the games last about an hour. The field is 50 by 35 yards with 10 yard end zones. So a little bit different, right? But the fan interaction part is pretty intriguing. I'll check it out, and the next time we meet in the man cave, I'll let you know what I think. I heard about it, have not seen it, though. I want to go on Twitch because I'm very, very curious about that. Imagine if you had your dad's Super Bowl ring and you lost it. That's what happened. The son of a former Green Bay Packer says he's heartbroken. He lost his father's Super Bowl ring, and he's offering a $5,000 reward for the return. Mike Kostelnik told the Packers, or told the Green Bay Press Gazette, that he thinks he lost the ring that belongs to his dad, who was a defensive tackle, his dad Ron. He said he thinks he did it last weekend when he went to visit his daughter at Indiana University, oh, of all places. And then he was probably frazzled. He took another daughter to tour Miami University in Ohio. He said he was wearing the ring, but he took it off and stored it in the car's console. And so he's doing that thing, you know, where you retrace your steps and you go crazy in your head. And that's exactly what he's doing. And so it's interesting. His dad played for the Packers for 8 seasons from 61 to 68. He helped the team win 5 championships, NFL championships, and the first 2 Super Bowls. So that's pretty big. And he finished his playing career with 1 season for the Baltimore Colts in 1969. And, of course, he's in the Packers, you know, Football Hall of Fame. And obviously it means a lot to him. His dad died in 1993. He was just 53 years old. So if you have seen that ring anywhere, please call him, because I can only imagine, you and I both know, you lose anything. I mean, something valuable, especially something with some family history in it. But imagine the history of that ring. Yikes. Yeah, scary. All right, let's turn to hoops for a second. And I want to turn to hoops because we're getting closer and closer to March Madness, and everybody keeps asking if we're going to do a March Madness tournament, and I might do it. I'm deciding. I'm going to have a committee meeting in the Man Cave, Woe Man Cave, and decide if we're going to do something for March Madness. It used to be my favorite. It's one of the things that, besides football and the big four sports, that pulled me into sports when I was trying, you know, as a content just a crazy content curator to get into sports, because I loved watching college hoops. So stay tuned. I was watching a little bit today. To me, there's just something about when you get closer to the tournament. I'm not watching it all the way through like I used to. I used to watch from, you know, kind of maybe a couple games in all the way through, and I cherry pick some games. But anyway, just keep that in mind. That might happen, which would mean you don't have to know anything about hoop. We'll just set up some kind of a tournament, and you may get lucky. You could get lucky, right? That's what it's all about, anyway, in the long run. All right, something that's interesting, the virus and the NBA, because last year they were in the bubble, of course, and this time, you know, it's a free-for-all, meaning traveling, playing, not a free-for-all in the sense they're not doing the COVID types of protocol. Of course, we're doing the protocol. But 2 days after the Raptors beat the Rockets, with several coaches, including head coach Nick Nurse and a few other players, they had to sit out because of the health and safety protocols, right? So the Raptors had a Sunday game, and it's unclear whether Toronto will be able to return to the court before the All-Star break that's coming up this weekend, because they're scheduled to host the Pistons on Tuesday before taking on the Celts in Boston on Thursday. And this, again, goes to the whole COVID thing and the testing program, and is it enough, and is it safe enough, like, for the Raptors and the Rockets to play? And it's with these tests and working on these tests, the NBA is trying to get in that comfort zone and feel comfortable about when they clear somebody and when they don't. Like the Grizzlies and the Spurs, for example, were scheduled to play 40 games in 68 days. So I was just talking to someone about the schedule. Toronto was scheduled to play 36 games in 67 games. Days rather. However, the number of games now will increase by at least one and potentially as many as 3 by the end of the week. The NBA's goal is to have every team play its full schedule, but they're aware that all teams might not be able to do it because the flexibility within the schedule to add games and then to be safe with the safety protocols. And remember this, they want to get the playoffs completed on time before the scheduled start of the Olympic Games, because yeah, it's an Olympic year in Tokyo in July. So they're holding a truncated All-Star weekend in Atlanta, combining the traditional Saturday night events, the skills challenge, the three-point contest, and the slam dunk contest with the game on Sunday night.
in the face of the pandemic, you know, this ongoing pandemic and the health and safety protocols, because it's been much different this season than last season when Adam Silver, the commish, did such a smart thing and they had that bubble in Orlando this year. And of course they had to do it this year, traveling, going to these other arenas, et cetera, and then having to figure all of that out. I mean, the good news is, right, is that will we get to that herd immunity and will we ever see arenas full again and not have paper cutouts of people? You know, I mean, tremendous the ingenuity of, and the inventiveness really is a better word, of so many teams that were able to sell those and have people in the stands that way and then bring back a limited amount of fans. But it's been so different for the world of sports, of course, like our world, right? And sadly, when people get down on the whole sports thing, there's so many people that are what I call the blue collar, salt of the earth peeps that make a good living, or they supplement their living and they're able to afford to get kids through school, etc., because they work as vendors, parking attendants, all kinds of things surrounding some of these games, whether it's the NBA or whether it's the NHL or whether it's Major League Baseball or even football, even the NFL and other sports, because there are the other jobs that surround what happens on the field, on the ice, etc. And people forget that, but it really has been devastating to so many families. And bravo to the sports teams who have helped those people, to the athletes who make, it, of course, a ton of money, who realize that, and they've reached out and they've helped some of these families. That's a good thing. But for them, just like the rest of us, you cannot get back to something, some sort of semblance of what life used to be like, again, because of economically the devastation, I think, you know, that so many of us have faced, you know, again, period. All right, how about this? I got to throw this one in because I like streaks and I like to talk about records, and that's another aspect, of course, of football. But Southern Illinois put an end to North Dakota State's Bison's 39-game win streak. Yes, it's true. Did you know that? It happened. North Dakota State, which had won three straight FCS championships, had lost November 4th, 2007 to then number 8 South Dakota State. And then if you fast forward to this Saturday, Javon Williams Jr. and his pal Romeo Elliott had a pair of touchdown runs, and Southern Illinois beat top-ranked North Dakota State 38-14 on Saturday, ending the Bison's 30-game win streak. Like I said, they had won those straight FCS championships and had last lost in 2017 to what was then the number 8 team, South Dakota State. They just said afterwards that they didn't play the coach and said, we just didn't play very well. There was not any position group that played well. It was the Bison's worst defeat since a 37-6 loss at Cal Poly during the 2005 season. There's a little bit of history for you. I saw some, I didn't watch that game, but I saw some clips of that game and it was pretty interesting. And you heard me say that some players are going into that experimental league from the FCS. So that's pretty interesting, and wonder if anybody that was on the field would end up in that position maybe next time around, depending on how that experimental league does. I'm so curious about that. Again, that's on Twitch, and you get to be a part of it, which it's all about fan interaction, right? And especially now it's about what can you do to be innovative and different, especially that's what's happened during the pandemic and some of these ideas. It's all about like, hey, let's just throw it against the wall and let's see, you know, what happens. All right, we're going to turn to poetry next in Author's Corner. Anita Harvey joins us. Hang with us.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Author's Corner, you all know how I feel about poetry, and it's such a gift when someone can share their poems, I think, and their words with the world, because you have the power to heal, to lift, to make people happy, and just by reading a poem. And this woman has the gift. Her name's Anita Harvey, and she's got two poetry books that we're going to talk about, Me and My Poems and Love's Circles. Anita, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
So what drove you to poetry? Why do you write poetry?
For me, it's a way for me to understand myself better. Writing poetry has always been interesting to me. It captures, you know, how I feel about the world, how I feel about people, how I feel about my children, and how I feel about everyday living.
When you actually saw the books put together, I mean, that has to be a great feeling to have that together, to have that those words and the things that you just talked about there in print to be really shared with the world. What did that feel like?
It's absolutely fantastic. You know, the people that I'm through book trail. They have been absolutely wonderful. Step by step, they've guided me through the process of doing my books and all of that. But the feeling of actually being able to hold them in your hands and to be able to see your words, or say my words, my poems in a book, it's just absolutely the best feeling in the world. To be able to share how I feel with the world, to share how I feel about poetry, it's just a very uplifting experience for me, and it makes me feel really good that I'm able to do this.
I like that you said it makes you feel really good. What do you hope people feel when they read your poems and they read anything from Me and My Poems or Love Circles?
What I'm hoping for here is that when they read my poetry, I want them to be able to be in their own little place, their own little private little place where they want to be, and I just want them to read the poems and, you know, just to feel happy, to feel free, to feel like nothing else matters in the world except what they're reading off the page, to make them feel good, to make them feel that they are a special person, that they deserve to be here, that it can just overall be a nice experience for them to say, hey, I like this poem and I like how she's written it, and it makes me feel good, and it makes me, you know, feel proud that there are women out there that can write poetry to show how I feel.
Oh, I like that. What a great sentiment. Well, we would be remiss not to have you recite a couple of your favorites for us. So from the first book, Me and My Poems, give us what you think is your favorite.
Yes, of course. My favorite poem in book number one is Together. For me, this poem is all about something that you can share with someone, something that's special just between, you know, a person that you want to be with. And that poem's called Together. Together, together, together forever. Where life takes us, we don't know. In life, in love, in harmony, we will discover our true destiny and create memories and moments that will be ours to keep. Laughter and joy will fill our hearts as we keep our dreams alive together. That one's all about, you know, being with somebody who wants to help you thrive in life, who wants to help you, you know, have those memories and those moments that you can keep with each other.
Oh, that's beautiful. And you're right, to have somebody that helps you thrive, that's the ultimate partner, right?
Yes, it is. It is. For me, for me it would be, yes. And from book number two, my favorite poem in that one is Love Circles. This one's all about the different kinds of loves that you can experience in life with people, but then move on to wanting something better. This one's called Love Circles. Life is full of love circles, friendships and lovers. Sweethearts and honey bears, friendships with benefits. Lovers may be more than one. Sweethearts who break hearts, Casanovas who think they know it all. We even have the taste for the eccentric and exotic and eccentric. Something new, different and exciting, even the unusual. Life is full of love circles. The heart skips a beat, the mind bewildered with thoughts, the soul overwhelmed. Life is full of love circles, circles of love, circles of lovers, but the best is yet to come. And the best is always yet to come, because you always want to be able to find that special person that's just for you.
Oh, that's beautiful. And what it symbolizes, circles, and what that means. And I can just see it, Anita, hashtag love circles. So after writing both of these books, Me and My Poems and Love Circles, I just have to think you're going to keep going. Is there more in you?
Oh, there's a lot more in me. I have poems that I haven't even finished.
Wow. So what's it like when you – give us the process for people listening all over the world and in the United States. When you go to write a poem, do you just write it down when you get little pieces here and there? How does that work?
It's unusual how it works, because I can be out and about, and I can see people with their children and how they treat them when I go to the supermarket. I mean, it's basically anywhere and everywhere. I have to have pen and paper on me all the time because I've seen how people treat their children. A lot of people know how to treat their children, how they're very loving and caring. I started writing a poem on children and parents, how parents treat their children, but I never finished it. You know, I watch movies and I see certain lines and things that people say, and I think, oh, that'd be great in a poem. Also from talking to my children and what they're going through, because my daughter is 15 and she's in year 10. My son's in year 7. He just started this year. And, you know, certain things that they say, you know, about how they feel about love. Even though they're young, they still have their ideals about how they feel about love, and that creates poems for me too. For me, I just, you know, I look, I listen, and I try to learn from other people. And I try to wonder to myself, you know, what is that person going through? Or what do those people go through? And all sorts of poems and things come out of that for me.
Wow. How great is that you walk around and you've got paper with you just in case something happens that you see and you want to write about?
Yep.
Well, that's it all.
I can't control myself. That's what it comes down to. I have to write about certain things that make me feel good and that make me feel happy. When I see other people happy, even if it's only for a moment, I can create a poem out of that.
Wow, that truly is a gift, and that's how we started this off. Pick it up on Amazon, Anita Harvey, Me and My Poems, Love Circles. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
So once again, poetry, I really do love poetry. Some night we'll do a poetry reading. What do you think about that? Let me know. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Meaning we'll do it for a segment. But I really love what Anita had to say, no question about it. And it's interesting, here we are at the tail end of this hour. And just a couple of quick hits for you. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is now stamped by the FDA. That's pure poetry, right? Because now the world has three different options, and that just means that there's more to go around. So for me, it's perfect. It's a perfect way to kick off the beginning of this week with not only a conversation with the very skilled poet, Anita Harvey, but also with the fact that, yes, Johnson & Johnson's vaccine, one shot, doesn't have to be in those super, super deep freezers. So that's all good. And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.